Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, greetings, and welcome to Infinite Vibrations. I am your host, Tashi Katie Cooper, and I am honored to be with you at this moment today speaking about meditation. The title of this blog is Be Still. Meditate. It's absolutely free. So, Merriam-Webster, the dictionary, defines meditation as the act or process of spending time in quiet thought. And dictionary.com defines it as continued or extended thought. For me, meditation, as far as what it does for me, it is, it's calming, it's cleansing, it's an awesome way to de-stress and relax your mind and body as a whole. So today we will talk about meditation by being still and active meditation as well. A lot of people say that they don't have time for meditation. Some say they don't know how to meditate. I've heard people say, every time I try to meditate, I always fall asleep. And then you have some of those folks that would probably try it if they knew what to do or how it benefited them. And so today I'm just going to talk about just meditation in general. And at the end, I'm going to set you up with a meditation, just what you can do to prepare your environment, how to sit, and just a basic meditation. I'm not going to guide you through it, but I'm just going to set you up for it. Okay? So one thing, when you think about meditation and when you think about it from being in a still perspective, being still, one thing you must do is you have to unplug yourself. You have to unplug yourself from everything and everyone. I personally prefer complete silence. I don't know, it's just how I am, where some people like to just have at least music on, even when cooking or cleaning. Even when I'm sad, I'm always in complete silence. I don't know, that's just me. And when I meditate, I prefer complete silence as well. But you don't have to do that. If you want to listen to some music, listen to some music. I'd put something on that's soft and just instrumental only, no words. Music is soothing. It heals and it calms, okay? And there, we'll talk about why or how in future episodes. It's when we talk about the chakras, because the chakras, those energetic centers within our bodies, they are all attuned to the different musical notes. And you may wonder why certain songs just kind of make you feel good all over, or just when you hear a certain tune. It's because our body is vibrating with it. We are resonating with it in such a cool way because we respond to it. It's within us. Those notes are within us, innately within us. And sometimes we need to hear them to help encourage us or just relax us or uplift us and invigorate us. But we'll talk about that in, like I said, in future blogs. So, like I said, unplug yourself. Let's go back to that. Unplug yourself. Put your cell phone on silent. Turn off radios and TVs. Remove yourself from noise and chatter. And actually, sometimes just being still and being in complete silence is meditative. It really is. And it just feels good. for me. I know sometimes for some folks it's hard because you need that noise. Some people need noise even just to go to sleep. But we train ourselves to enjoy the silence and be still. And why would we want to do that? Well, I said earlier, it's calming, it's cleansing, it helps to de-stress, it helps to relax our mind. People come to me, I'm a licensed massage therapist, I'm a Reiki master. People come to me to de-stress, to feel good, and they pay me good money for it, and I don't mind accepting the money, but meditation is something that you can do for free. Being still, being silent is something that you can do for free. And not only your mind benefits from it, but your body as well, because you're hopefully sitting in a relaxed position, in a quiet place. So I want to go from another angle. Those of us who belong to religions feel like prayer is the answer to our woes, and thus we pray all the time. But whether it's silent prayer or verbal prayer, we're talking. We're constantly talking. There's a lot of talking going on. And so I wonder, when do we actually listen? When do we create a space of solitude and just listen? Now, I know that listening is a challenge for many of us in our everyday lives. Like, for example, you ever been in what you thought was a conversation with someone, but it turned out that it was actually a monologue because that person you were conversing with never gave you an opportunity to speak? Well, I know I have. And sometimes when that happens, I say, you know what? Okay, let me just go into listener mode because obviously this person needs an ear. They need someone to listen, to hear them. But then sometimes you find out, okay, this is just their MO. This is how they are all the time. It's never a dialogue. It's always a monologue. And when that happens, sometimes I just kind of remove myself or just not be around or available as much. And I also, I'm better now. I actually verbalize it too to the person. And sometimes it changes where they're like, oh, my God, I didn't even realize that. And then they're open to listening as well. Well, I say that is because if you can imagine, if we're just always praying, the universe, all they're hearing is this chatter, all this talk, 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 talk. And the universe is probably, okay, I want to guide. I want to direct. I want to answer. But are they going to miss it because they're just constantly talking? So, well, if you're always praying, when do you listen? You got to think about that, right? So, I'm not saying not to pray. Uh-oh, let me back up. I'm not saying not to pray. No, 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 no. What I'm saying is prayer is good, but let's balance it out. And let's meditate. Let's be still. Because a lot of times the answers come to us in the stillness, okay? And it may not come to you in that moment, and it may not come to you that day. It may come in a few days if that's what you're seeking, some type of answer or guidance. But I can tell you that in that moment, you will feel a level of de-stress. If you just allow yourself to be in that moment, okay? A lot of times we're plugged in so much these days. We're always plugged in, especially via social media. And because we're plugged in so much, or we're always watching this reality show or that reality show or this drama or that drama, or we're always on the phone. I know people that are just always on the phone. We miss things. We wonder why are we so stressed out, but the only time we give ourselves a moment to rest is when we close our eyes. or a moment to de-stress is when we close our eyes. So I encourage you to take these moments and just and create space for you, create time for you. You know, it's kind of interesting when people say they don't have time for themselves. Because you wonder, like, well, if you don't have time for yourself, at some point, if you keep going and going and going, especially if you are a workaholic, or let's say you just like to have fun and you're always out partying, at some point it's going to catch up to you. And if you don't have time for yourself, then our bodies and our minds start to wear down. And then in turn, it's hard for us to be there for others. Right. And you say that, well, I'm, you know, I have to do this for my husband or this for my wife. I do this for my kid, or I have all these projects at work. Well, if you're not well enough to be there for them, you're doing yourself a disservice. So I invite you to create space, create time for you. We get into habits to go to our parents a lot, you know, when we have stuff going on in our world, right? We go to our parents, some of us, not all of us, some of us go to our parents. Others, you know, we may go to family members like aunts or cousins or brothers or sisters, and then sometimes you just go to our friends. And we're always on the phone with our friends, just telling folks. So we're always talking about what's going on in our life, asking people for advice, right? And they may give awesome, awesome, awesome advice, but your higher self is probably just waiting, just wondering, okay, I'm here. I can actually contribute to what's going on in your world and also help to calm you and create relaxation and maybe help get rid of some of that pain you're experiencing in that upper back or lower back. Right. So I invite you to meditate. And all the time, I can't say, I'll be the first to admit, sometimes I can't meditate. How about that? Sometimes I can't. I got so much going on, just like I just said, you know, the person that has a lot going on, I may have so much going on, my mind is so wired, it's hard for me to calm down. So it may be too hard for me to just sit still, close my eyes, and be in the present moment. I admit that, yes, okay? And then sometimes I may have something going on or where I'm worrying a lot about something or I'm anxious about something or maybe angry about something. And in those states, yeah, it's kind of difficult to just sit down, be quiet, and become zen, right? But one thing I do, and it helps me. I don't know if it could help you, but it does help me. It's another form of meditation, and that's meditation through writing. That's one thing that I do. I just sit and I write. And people, they tell me, you know, I don't know what to write. You know, I say, write anything. Write, I don't know what to write. This feels weird. I'm writing because someone says that this is healing. I mean, I would literally just write that and just see what comes up after that. But one of the things that I do, even when I don't have really a lot to say, but I'm upset about something and I need peace, I just write that word over and over again. Peace, 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 over and over and over again, multiple times per line. I fill up pages upon pages, back and front, just peace. The word may be faith, depending upon what's going on in my head. Maybe I'm worried about something, that something may not come through the way I need it to come through, right? And so I know I need to back up out of my mind and exercise my faith. And so I'll just write faith, 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 faith. Maybe I'm wanting to try something new and I feel like, oh my God, who gives me the right to do this or who do I think I am? And so maybe I need to write confidence. Whatever it is, I'll write one word over and over and over again for minutes, sometimes even an hour one time. I mean, one of my journals is pages upon pages of one words. And sometimes I switch up the word. Sometimes I may need to say love, 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 peace, 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 and just happiness, happiness, or just happy, 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 or resolution, you know, whatever it is I'm seeking, you know, to get out of my mind. And it helps me. End of my that experience, I'm usually more calm than I was before it all started. So, and it's a meditation, because what I'm focusing on is just that particular word, right? So, and it's also a journal, if you will. Now, I also, I do walking meditations as well. Now, some of my previous blogs, I talked a lot about affirmations, and you're going to hear me talk about affirmations a lot, just in general, because, and the reason so, you guys, is because we are our biggest naysayers. A lot of our self-talk is defeat. And affirmations help to turn that around. And some people, you know, they say, well, I tried it, and it didn't work. I still feel the same way. Well, just like with exercise and building muscle, you have to build that muscle so that you can start. If your affirmation is, I am love, I am love, I am love, I am the epitome of love, or I am rich, I am rich, I am rich. If that's your affirmation and you feel like that you're not rich, then you just keep saying it, you keep writing it, you keep reciting it until you do feel it. You just keep flexing that muscle until you do believe it. One thing I can say about us being human beings, is that we're trainable, but we have to, in some cases, retrain ourselves to think and be in a certain way. Okay. So walking meditation is walking, just taking a walk, and reciting affirmations. And that can be verbally or silently. And it helps, especially if you're in an area that's full of trees or near water. I know I used to do it, oh my gosh, early 90s, New Orleans. I'm from New Orleans, by the way. Early 90s, I used to go run by the lake. And a lot of times if I had something on my mind, I would get up early in the morning, I'd go run up and down the lake, up and down the lake, right along the lake, then I'll go up the levee and run across the levee, and I'll just be running, 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 running. And then I'll come down to a walk and then, you know, cool down, maybe stretch a little. But during that walk, cool down, or running, some of those times, that's when I started actively doing the walking and or running meditation through my affirmations to help uplift my spirit. And I continue to do that now. I continue to do it now. I love going to the park. I love going out and just walking around the baseball diamonds at this park in the area that I'm in. And then also, I like to work out outside. And I create my own mini boot camps. And during my mini boot camps, I'm affirming things, just flexing those muscles as well as I'm flexing my physical muscles and contracting my physical muscles. So think about that as well. Sometimes it's just hard to be still, and I get that. And then sometimes I just go and I sit on my porch. Yeah, I just sit on my porch, sit in a rocking chair. Before I had a rocking chair, I just get a chair and just sit in it and just be. And just observe the people walking by, cars passing, or just nothing. I might just observe a bee flying by. I mean, just, I would just sit there. When I first moved to Atlanta from New York about 11 years ago, I lived in an apartment that was in a busy area, and there really wasn't anywhere for me to go and just sit and be unless I would actually go to the park. And so I would link up with my girlfriends and just go to anyone's house who had a deck or, really a deck, and just sit outside with them, just be amongst the trees. That's why I love Georgia so much, just the trees. It's something about it just calming for me. And so that'll help. It helps when you leave the phone in the house and just sit outside, just be. Try it. So what I want to do, like I said, is I wanted to set you up with a meditation. I'm not going to guide you through it. I'm just going to set you up with a meditation. Okay? I want you to nurture your soul with a simple meditation exercise that quiets your inner chatter and helps you be in the present moment. Yes, it is totally possible to release the past and not stress over the future, even if it's for a few moments. And yes, you do have time for yourself. You can wake up 5 minutes earlier than usual. You can cut a phone conversation by 5 minutes, or maybe, dare I say, miss 5 minutes of your favorite television show. I mean, really. Now, what I want you to do, go ahead and select a quiet place in your home to sit comfortably in. Sit in a chair that supports your back and doesn't recline, or sit on the floor with your back supported by a wall or a sturdy piece of furniture. If you choose, you can light a candle and or play soft music, but neither is necessary. If you're one who falls asleep easily due to a busy lifestyle, then keep your eyes open. Otherwise, close your eyes. Simply focus on your breathing, your inhalations and exhalations. Be mindful of the expansion of your diaphragm and it returning to its original state. Just breathe. If you feel your mind wander to a past conversation, or how you're going to make ends meet in the future, just pull it back to this moment. Pull your attention back to your breathing, and voila, you're back in the present moment. I don't know if you've ever noticed, but worrying doesn't change anything but your state of mind. And unfortunately, it's not a blissful state. So I'm inviting you to try something different. Be still. Meditate. It's absolutely free. Okay. So I hope some of you try that. It's just a basic meditation. Focusing in on your inhalations and exhalations. When you do that, you're totally in the moment. You know we're in the future and you know we're in the past. I know the part when I said, you know, maybe you can wake up 5 minutes earlier, and I know some of you are like, no, I can't. I barely can get up when I get up now. But try it. You know, again, that's flexing that muscle. We have to train ourselves to do it, and we can. I know every now and then I get this message in my head where, okay, I need to start I have to stop eating after 7:30 p.m. And really that first week is interesting. It's kind of torture because I'm so used to eating after 7:30 p.m. And so my body is wanting food and or drink. And so I have to train it. And I just have to force myself to be disciplined. And so those first few times when you wake up a little bit earlier, yeah, you're going to be tired. You might even fall asleep, but at least try it. It'll help. It'll be helpful. If you can't do it then, maybe on your lunch break. I know when I was in corporate America, I take some time out and just go sit in my car. If I missed it from my lunch break, then I would do it on a 15-minute break. But you got to take time out for you. I know your jobs are important, and I know you got to make sure you provide for your family. But if you're not well, you're not going to get that job anyway, because you're going to be at home sick, right? And then how are you going to be providing for your family? Take care of you. Stop saying you don't have enough time for yourself, okay? You are the leading character in your life script. It doesn't have to be a tragic ending, okay? So with that, I have a few moments that I've allocated to talk to you about my business. So at the end, I always talk to you about my business, but I'm always kind of rushing. So I have a mobile spa in Atlanta, Georgia. It's called Infinite Healing, a holistic mobile spa. And it's mobile, meaning we bring the experience to you. It's not mobile where we have a vehicle and you get the services in a vehicle. No, we bring the experience to your home, office, or party venue. We provide massages, body treatments, and hand and foot treatments. We do spa parties. We do chair events for corporations and sporting events. We provide massages for individuals and couples. We even have what we call a couples instructional massage. So you can either, if you're a couple, you can receive massages simultaneously with two therapists, or you can have one therapist teach you how to massage one another. What's very popular are our parties. If you're thinking of a way to celebrate a wedding, like a bridal shower or a bachelorette party or a baby, birthdays, anniversaries, think of us. We will come to you. Like I said, we provide hand and foot treatments. We could do mini massages. We can do hand and foot massages, hand and foot treatments. We can do chair massages or table massages. I also facilitate guided meditations. I'm doing so tomorrow at a retreat. One of the services that this group of ladies are receiving is what we call our self-facial station. And that's the self-facial is where we show you how to use ingredients from your refrigerator or pantry or from the local store, how to use those ingredients to cleanse, exfoliate, and nurture your skin. Now, we will provide all of the ingredients, and they're all natural and organic, and we show you how to mix them up and apply them as well. And so prior to that service tomorrow, it's about 10 women that I'm presenting this to facilitate a guided meditation. So if you have a group and you'd like us to come out to provide the aforementioned services, feel free to give us a call at 404-425-4840. Again, that's 404-425-4840. Or visit us at www.infinitehealingllc.com. That's www.infinitehealingllc.com. Well, speaking with all of you today, thank you so much. This is Tashi KD Cooper with Infinite Vibrations.